Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. He denies the accusations that he has harassed women through the years. But Democratic Congressman John Conyers said Sunday he will step down as ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee. Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler is with us now. Todd, give us a sense of how important this position is.
You know, it's the House. So the Republicans are in charge. It's not like Congressman Conyers or the ranking member on Judiciary or any committee can make laws happen by themselves. They can. But what they can do is have a great role in helping to shape that legislation in terms of getting certain witnesses before the committee. They also, because they're the ranking member, have more of a role to play in terms of getting bills that Democrats want to consider, for instance, before the committee. So there is definitely a certain amount of power that goes along with it. Nothing like being chairman. I mean, being chairman is a much bigger deal.
What about the symbolism?
Oh, I mean, symbolically for Conyers and really for the Congressional Black Caucus, it's a huge deal for him to step down. I mean, he's the first African-American to sit in that role in the Judiciary Committee, first African-American chairman previously of the committee. And you can tell that from his statement that he's going to step down, that this is not something that Conyers wanted to do. You know, he's a legendary civil rights figure. Nancy Pelosi had it right when she said that yesterday. And he's not going to go easily on that sort of stuff. This is really hard for him.
And is this doing anything to quell the calls for John Conyers to resign from Congress?
I think it will. Yeah, I think there will still be plenty of people who say he needs to go. But I think that his stepping down as the Democratic face of the Judiciary Committee will allow him to sort of fade in the background somewhat while this ethics investigation goes on. And that might take months. I mean, there's no real idea how long that will take. It won't be quick, I wouldn't think. And that will take some of the heat off him. I believe there's some people will still continue to ask him to resign, but that will cool down somewhat unless there are more allegations.
Okay, and that's just to be determined. I mean, that's going to take on its old life as this unfolds.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we don't have any reason to believe that there's any other people who are going to come out regarding Conyers, but we've already seen several, and so you never know.
What are you hearing, Todd, from Michigan's congressional delegation about this? First, with the Republicans.
You know, the Republicans have largely been quiet on this. I know that a couple members, Bill Heisinger from out in West Michigan, for instance, has said that Conyers should resign if the allegations are true. I think that's more of what you're hearing from folks, that, you know, if it turns out that this really did happen, then he should go. And it's true of the Republicans and the Democrats, really, they're saying that thing. The Democrats, I think, are more pointedly feel like they have to make some sort of response regarding these allegations. And they're the ones in Michigan who are saying there needs to be an investigation, a full vetting of these accusations to see what really happened.
Considering, as you pointed out, John Conyers' role in American civil rights history, this has got to be a very delicate dance for Democrats in particular.
Certainly. Both with this and with the allegations involving Senator Franken from Minnesota, the Democrats certainly do not want to be seen as helping or supporting someone who's accused of these sorts of activities or behaviors. At the same time, and with the case of Conyers particularly, you have someone who's been a legend in their party and in the civil rights movement for decades. You don't want to push him out. You don't want to necessarily alienate the Congressional Black Caucus, which is easily one of the most powerful caucuses in Congress, by seeming to too quickly push him aside. So that is a very delicate dance. On the other hand, the Democrats are facing a very important election in 2018 and do not want to be in the position of seeing as if they're enabling someone who is accused of this sort of behavior.
In your view, Todd, what kind of moment in congressional history is unfolding here? I mean, where could this take American politics and take Congress?
Well, I think that what could happen here, you know, and I think it would be to the better, is for more transparency on the Hill regarding sexual harassment and just bad behavior. For years, you hear this thing or that thing about what's going on up on the Hill, and it's always done in the dark. You never really hear about it. That's not to say that people haven't been pushed out because of sexual misconduct. They have. I mean, Packwood from way back comes to mind. But that being said, there's been way more concerns of things happening, and this seems to – this, along with the Weinstein and Kevin Spacey issues and Louis C.K. and et cetera, seems to be bringing us to a point where – in Congress, maybe, we will end up with a better system for accusers to be able to go after these folks and have something really done about it.
Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler. As always, Todd, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell is with us now. Congresswoman, these accusations against John Conyers and his admission that he settled this $27,000 claim with one woman using office funds, taxpayer dollars, how does all of this square with the man that you've known for so long?
You know, this is all very complicated. And I think we're having a really complicated discussion in this country. I'm going to take this from different perspectives because I think women of, I'm not old, but I'm seasoned. And women of my generation, unfortunately, have too many stories. And there have been men that we have all known that have done good things for people, but have also been very responsible or have been guilty of sexual harassment. Every person in this country is innocent until proven guilty. But we're at a time in our country, the question is this really going to be a watershed moment? And so we have to have a really honest conversation in this country about what is offensive behavior and what behavior crosses the line. And are we going to move to a point that behavior that crosses the line is zero tolerance or not? So it's complicated. Congressman Conyers is where it belongs in the Ethics Committee for a full and complete investigation. It needs to happen very quickly. It cannot just sit there. We need to get the facts. But I think we're all struggling in this country with how we deal with complicated issues like this. But I will tell you, there are too many women I've known that have been labeled troublemakers, suffered consequences. And it is this the moment where someone who has been victimized is no longer the victim, but that we're having open and honest and true conversations?
Well, you know, and it is complicated. I'm thinking now of the social media backlash against Nancy Pelosi after she was on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. When she was asked about the complaints against Congressman Conyers, she called him an icon. You know, it's no problem for Democrats to focus on allegations against President Trump or Roy Moore. How do you think Democrats should respond to similar allegations against Senator Al Franken or Congressman Conyers?
I've been very blunt. I find all of these allegations, period, despicable, disturbing. And unfortunately, I know that this has happened to women throughout my work life. But I also know that there are times when false allegations are made. And that's why I'm being very careful, because we still are a country where you are innocent until proven guilty. But we also, for too long, you and I both remember Anita Hill. Mm-hmm. And Anita Hill, his reputation was destroyed, and four other women came forward, and everybody thought that that was going to be a watershed moment, and it wasn't. And men and women, this isn't something that women can do. Men and women together need to have a conversation about what is offensive, what is acceptable. Assault is never acceptable. Showing your naked body, none of these things are acceptable. But then there are more complicated discussions that make everybody feel uncomfortable. I hate having this conversation, but I want it to be real. And because I do know that it isn't going to really be real for too many women, I am navigating it very carefully, because that kind of behavior on any male's part is never okay. A woman should never feel uncomfortable, and yet there are other sides to the story. And we got to be able to have real conversations.
When you hear the accused calling and being called an icon, I mean, gee, you know, so was Harvey Weinstein, was a icon in Hollywood. So was Roman Polanski. You know, isn't that more business as usual than calling him an icon, that it tilts the benefit of the doubt to the man who's accused rather than the accuser?
I think that was the word she chose to use. It is not a word that I would have used. But I've been very blunt about how these allegations are despicable and deplorable and must be investigated quickly.
Well, thinking of aides and staffers and interns on the Hill, as you know, Congress is getting criticism from both sides of the aisle for the secretive way it handles claims of harassment and abusive behavior. That critics say it's a system completely set up to protect the harasser. What do you think, and how would you like to see that complaint process worked over?
I have been very blunt about this. I did not know about the secret fund that was spoken about at the House Administration Committee probably 2 weeks ago now. I think most of my colleagues did not know about it. I do not think taxpayer money should ever be used to hide somebody's inexcusable behavior. I think all of that needs to be open and transparent, and taxpayer money should never be used.
And do taxpayers deserve to know which lawmakers have paid settlements?
I do think that they do, but I will say that I also know, and I know that there are consequences for survivors if their name becomes public. So I want to be very careful that there may be people that do not want some kind of something made public because of potential harm to themselves. So I want to protect the survivors. But I think we need to begin to make immediate changes. And I hope when we go back tomorrow, that is going to be on the agenda for this week in the House. It must be. But I also think that we've got to stop doing this in the private sector, that for too many companies, they sign these kind of confidentiality agreements too, and that we need to put a window on all of this kind of behavior so people understand what the issues are.
Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan.